Welcome to Track 4. Our session today is on how to supervise biblical counselors, the 4C biblical counseling supervision model. And I would like to begin by having us pray together. Would you join me? Heavenly Father, as I've been thinking about this session, it's an opportunity by your grace to impact Track 4 counselors who will then supervise other counselors who will then counsel others. So just the extent of this is humbling. So I just pray there could be any clarity in speaking. This is a topic we don't talk about a lot in our biblical counseling world, how to supervise other counselors. So give us wisdom and may you be glorified. We pray together in Christ's name. Amen. So what are we focused on here today? Here's how we put it. As biblical counselors, we not only want to do the work of the ministry, and certainly Track 4 folks like yourselves want to do the work of counseling, but we want to equip, and then even a level further, and we'll talk about that in a moment, we want to supervise other biblical counselors. But how? Have you ever had a course in biblical counseling supervision? My guess is no. Any training in BC supervision? Most of us have not had any training. So in this session, we're going to look at some cutting-edge research by Kyle Johnston, who did his PhD on this, and I'll introduce you to Kyle in a moment, about what's currently happening in biblical counseling supervision. And then we're going to learn best practice methods using what I call the 4C biblical counseling supervision model. But just before we get into that and before we get started, I do want to talk a little bit about this idea of levels of training. So at the BCTC, we have Track 1, and people hear 40 or 50 hours of training. They're beginning to get trained to do counseling. Gospel Conversations is geared to training and equipping new counselors. Now, you're in Track 4, and my book on equipping biblical counselors, that helps you then to, now you've been trained to be a biblical counselor, you're trying to train other people. We're talking about one level beyond that, where you're now supervising equipped counselors. So imagine that you're in your church, you've equipped some counselors, they're now beginning to counsel other people. How do they get continuing education? How do they get continued supervision? So we'll talk predominantly, because I would imagine Track 4 would be involved with supervising people within your church, but this can also apply to ACBC fellows. It can apply to many of our churches where you're not only equipping people in your church, but now you have a community-based ministry. Other pastors from your area are coming, supervising people from outside your church also. So we want to look at both of those. So remember back to when you were supervised. Now, if you're in Track 4, even if you haven't had ACBC official supervision for certification, if you're counseling, hopefully someone has supervised your counseling once you began after your training. What model, or was there a model or an approach was used? What was the focus? What did your supervisor do with you? As you look back, how effective was your supervision? How comprehensive? And then for those of you that are supervising others, again, it doesn't have to mean a BC fellow. You've got people you've trained in your church as Track 4 counselors, and now you're having them begin the counseling ministry. What do you do to supervise those? What approach do you use? Where did you learn it? And here's a real question. How competent do you believe you are as a supervisor? How much training have you had in supervision? So that's the background of the questions that we want to ponder together. Now, the background, any of you that know my training in Track 4, you've heard my 4C coming from Romans 15, 14, a core passage for the biblical counseling movement. I myself, Paul says, am convinced, my brothers, this is the community part, we'll talk about that, see, that you yourselves are full of goodness. This is a Christ-like character piece, complete in knowledge or complete in biblical truth related to life, this is a content piece, and competent to instruct or to counsel, that's the competence piece, and one another kind of sandwiches community beginning and ending of this verse. What I want to do is I want to take this model that I use for training counselors, and I want us to see how we could use this 4C model in supervising already equipped biblical counselors. So let me just walk you through these four dimensions. Then I'll walk you through how Kyle Johnston did his dissertation using these dimensions. And then the bulk of our time, we want to really take a look at what does it look like to supervise someone in character, in content, in competence, and in community. So let's look at these together, one by one. First character comes from the Romans 15:14 passage, full of goodness. This is our hearts, our being, who we are. This is Christ-like character. That word goodness is one of the nine fruit or fruits of the Spirit. It has the idea especially of the goodness of Christ and his grace relationship to other people. It really has a picture of Christ-like character, a piece that we'll find is not always used or emphasized as much as we might think in biblical counseling supervision. So a preliminary question for each of us to ask ourselves in your life, in my life, how will we keep growing in Christ-like maturity? This is a core aspect of what Romans 15:14 says is the resume or the qualification of a competent biblical counselor. And then as we supervise and equip others, as you supervise other counselors, how will you equip them to grow in Christ-likeness? Talk about takeaways I want you to have. Here's my number one takeaway. You forget everything else in this session. My number one takeaway is be a sole caregiver for your supervisee. Be his counselor. Care about him, care about her. We'll develop this much more in a moment. But that's a quick introduction to this sea of character. Now the sea of content. This comes from the phrase in Romans 15:14, complete in knowledge. Now this doesn't mean encyclopedic knowledge of everything actual and possible. Only God has that. In fact, the particular Greek word behind this, as you see on the PowerPoint slide, really has the idea not just of content, academic knowledge, but this idea of truth applied wisely to life. And when I think about this, I think about Philippians 1:9-10. I call it the biblical counselor's prayer. And this is my prayer, that your love may abound more and more in knowledge and depth of insight. Isn't that what we want as biblical counselors? So that we may be able to discern what is best as we counsel a unique counselee sitting in front of us, and may be pure and blameless for or until the day of Christ. A couple of preliminary questions for us to think about. In your life, how will you, how will I keep growing in discerning how Scripture relates to life, using God's word to relate his truth to that unique person that you're ministering to in counseling? And then, of course, we're focused on supervision. So as you supervise counselors, how will you equip them to grow in discerning how Scripture relates to the soul and situation of their counselee? That's an overview of that second C of content. Third C here is competence. Of course, this is what we think of with biblical counseling, but as we see in Romans 15:14, it's more than just this C, but this is counseling competence. And for my model, at least, this counseling competence includes a competence to do paracletic counseling, counseling for suffering saints, comforting them, empathizing with them, encouraging them. You know, we think about the concept and the idea that biblical counseling is for saints who are facing suffering, battling against sin on their sanctification journey. So part of the competence as a counselor is paracletic counseling. Then, of course, nouthetic. Jay Adams, as he launched the modern biblical counseling movement in the 70s, used Romans 15:14 and this Greek word, noutheteo, for nouthetic competence, a competence to help sinning saints in their sanctification journey, to care front or confront those who are sinning, to help them to repent, to find God's grace and forgiveness, and then to empower them to put off the old and to put on the new. So this is a big picture of what we're looking for when we talk about supervising biblical counselors for counseling competence. So in your counseling, how will you keep developing your competency in empathizing, sustaining, caring about, comforting suffering people, encouraging, bringing hope to suffering people, enlightening people to their sin, exposing that with God's word gently and humbly, exposing also and enlightening people to God's gracious and amazing forgiving grace, and then empowering people to put off the old and to put on the new. And of course, we're talking about supervision. So as you supervise counselors, how will you equip them to grow in empathizing, encouraging, enlightening, and empowering saints who suffer and sin on their sanctification journey? That's the third of our four C's that we'll look at together today. So the fourth one is community. Comes at the beginning and the end of Romans 15:14. Brothers, sisters, one another. This is the idea of Christian community, relating truth and love. I mean, think about Ephesians 4:15. We are to speak or live the truth. It's really a verbal phrase in the Greek, truthing in love, so that we will all grow up into Christ.